We're here today with Sherlyn Smith, who is running for election this fall. Sherlyn, welcome to Moving Kentucky Forward.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So for the sake of our viewers and listeners, why don't you tell us the seat you're running for and where it's located?
Okay. I'm running for State Representative House District 25, and mm-hmm. that covers Elizabethtown, some southern parts of Radcliffe and Vine Grove.
Okay. And who holds that seat right now?
Steve Bratcher holds that seat right now. He's a freshman.
So, all right. So he's got an opponent. All right. That's good. I'm really glad to know that you're running. We sometimes don't have people running for these seats, so that's great. I see by your shirt that you are an Emerge graduate. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. 2023, I graduated with Emerge, and I think you had one of my sisters on not too long ago, Anne.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, we're in the same class.
Okay. Well, I'm really glad to see you putting it to use so quickly. So what made you decide to get into this?
Well, I started out, politics has always been one of the, I won't even call it politics. I call it policies and procedures and mm-hmm. people. That's what I call it because that's what I have a military background. I work with Department of Defense for 22 years, military spouse. So it's always about the people. So I always worked behind the scenes and never led from the front. So I was leading from the middle, you know, at the end, but never from what we see here in society as leading from the front, sure. which is going into a seat, having a title and so forth. It actually started in 2022. I ran for city council of Elizabethtown. And my plan was actually city council 2 to 4 years and then to state representative. But this, I won't say it was a calling on us from, I say legislative, push my go for state rep this go around.
So how did your election for council go?
It went well for a first timer. I can say that much. There were 16 people running in that election. Right. It was one open seat, which was Matt Dineen's seat. And I think I came in eighth. Okay. In that running, eighth or ninth or somewhere in there, and which was pretty good to be first time runner. Mm-hmm. I studied my stats like crazy. I knew nothing about how to study for stats in a political race. I know how to do it for a budget and in operational sense from working with the military. So I studied the highest person that who ran, which was Matt Dineen. So I studied his race. Mm-hmm. to run my race. Didn't pan off, but with 16 people, it's hard to get those numbers when you already have five that's returning back to their seats.
Oh yeah. That's great though, because I really believe that one of the things that we have got to do a better job of is telling people it may take two or three races before you really figure it out and before you get your feet under you. So I'm really glad that you're coming back at it. That's great.
Yeah, thank you.
So what you mentioned the military. Are you working outside the home now, or are you retired from the military, or what?
I wasn't in the military. I was a Department of Defense civil servant. Okay. So I am not. I am working outside of that realm right now. I came actually. Let me back up. Military, I finished in the end of the election of 22, and I went to work for the Commonwealth. Okay. And so the decision with this race, I had to come out of that position. I was working in the COT division. So in order to be here, I had to step back.
So I've got to be careful here that we don't go down a rabbit hole, because I'm fairly sure that I know that COT stands for Commonwealth Office of Technology. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's okay, because I spent 20 something years in IT myself. So we could derail this interview quite a bit just by telling technology stories with each other. So don't want to
Yeah.
do that. But
No.
it's interesting. Your background is a civil servant, and then working, and then a state civil servant, and working in IT like that. The IT people I've known that have run for office have been exceptionally detail oriented and goal oriented, and knew how to put a plan together. Would that be correct?
That is correct. And if the plan does not go right, it is like a whole derailment. But yes, that is correct.
Well, no plan goes right. It's
No.
are you able to adjust it as you go?
Yes,
So
that's the most important thing.
let's talk about your district for just a minute. I assume, based on where it is, that it's a fairly interesting combination of parts that are pretty blue and parts that are pretty red. Would that be accurate?
This area, it's I would say more so of a red. We do have more Dems registered than Republicans, but this is more typically the red area.
Okay. So you're getting off the ground here. Do you have a campaign staff? Do you have a campaign manager?
I do. I
And
do.
how has that been?
It's been okay. It's been good. It has been it's a different direction for me, but it's been very good.
Okay. So what are the issues that really get you going? What are the issues that drove you into deciding to run?
Boy, it's a plethora. It's tons of reason why.
Well, top two or
Mainly
three.
two or three. One of them, working with drug and alcohol department. I did not disclose that part as well, but I work with the military too for about 10 years under drug and alcohol. That's one of my biggest passions, reforming. And when I say reforming, and it means the ones that are incarcerated, habitual offenses that could be turned around if there was a proper plan in place. So programs are not meeting with each other, and the community are not actually knowing how to put those things together. That's one of them. And the next one is within the education system. My kids went to between North, one of them graduated from North Hardin Christian, and I'm just going to put that there, and one, the other ones went to independent schools. I've seen a great difference in between both schools. My fight is public education to get more information, more history, more involvement with children, and more opportunities. They have great opportunities, not saying that they don't, but to move in with more opportunities that can work for every ethnic background in public school systems. And I would say my third would be women's reproductive rights, which is my top. One of them I can personally relate to. Some things need to happen, and this is the time for them to start happening. Having a woman, female, to fight for other women that are in this district, and even going to, if you don't have the proper care, or if you do, do have the proper care, make sure you have that extra voice. Things that are in place in law doesn't speak for women, right? And doesn't really speak for people in general. So, and one, let me add one more as I'm saying this. I'm so sorry. But and then also the community health center. We need more, those need more funding and more physicians, more nurse practitioners, and more access for the community to get to. Like one in the whole county is not sufficient enough if they cannot hold the flux with the physicians that take care of them or the means of people getting the medications that they need.
I think it's very interesting that since the Dobbs decision, I've been doing this long enough that I can remember when Democrats basically wouldn't talk about abortion at all, wouldn't talk about women's reproductive rights. And now, over the last, I guess, year to year and a half, I've seen a change. I've seen a lot of Democratic candidates saying, no, I'm running on that. That's part of what I'm running for. So as you have started talking to people about the fact that you're running and stuff, has that topic come up?
It has. I just got a text message on it the other day, and I have a personal story to connect with that. And it's not a goal, you get pregnant, you go get an abortion. That's not something, that's not here there. If you're raped, yes, you may want to consider it. I have a family member that has a child, out of that situation. Or if there is a defect in a child. Now, no one wants to look at medical bills. Is it a suitable life for that individual, which would be that child, that wouldn't have a quality of life? We're looking for quality of life, and it will put a burden on families financially, medically, and that individual. So it's not just saying if they have it, if they cannot consume a quality life.
So
So
I assume, at least I think so, your opponent probably voted for Amendment 2 last year and voted against exceptions. Would that be accurate?
yes, for the record.
Okay, we've got those issues. Why do you th what about your opponent? Do you think if people were to say to you, okay, why should I vote for you over your opponent? We'll talk about your positives in a minute, but what are the negatives you see from your opponent?
He's been in there a year. That's one. I don't see anything else other than his seniority of being a freshman. Steve is he's a professor. He's in the reserves at the Air Force, and he has some dealings. I could say what military wise is since he's in the reserves, but that's the only thing that I can see as being a really big difference.
So let's talk about the campaign a little bit. You say you have a campaign manager.
Yes.
How I don't need a number, but how's the fundraising going?
It's going. It's going. Anything without a primary right now didn't jump out the gate like some folks, go out there with big numbers. But it's going, and it's going pretty positive.
Most candidates find that to be one of the more difficult things. Do you have trouble asking people for money?
No, we were trained for that in Emerge. That's part of our class.
That's right, man.
That is part of our class. That made me very comfortable. Maybe when I ran for city council, yes, it was kind of hard. But now, since I have went through a merge, no, that is not hard at all. It's how you ask, what you're asking for, and what can you deliver to them.
What about your district? Is your district walkable and have you started walking yet?
Have not started walking as of yet. I will be starting to walk probably, I'm looking at May timeframe, because I haven't had a kickoff yet. So my kickoff is in May. I do go out to establishments and meet different people. I even traveled off and in the other parts of my my districting. So I have been going, you know, meeting people, introducing myself to the ones who do not know me.
Okay, good. So how walkable is it? Some districts are very rural and it's hard to get around. You can't really walk it. And then others, the one I ran for was all neighborhoods and it was very walkable. So how walkable is your district?
Well, my first 16 districts, precincts are very walkable. I walked them, you know, like I can only refer back to when I walked them before, but my newer areas, no, they're not walkable. Driving through them, is how like quarter mile to the next house.
Sure.
And so reaching those, I have gotten some volunteers to help reach those individuals. So I'm very blessed with that part because I never knew how you can get people to come in to your space and welcome you because of your what you're standing on and in running. So that part I appreciate, but I'm planning on walking the big majority of them, probably all of them. I like to meet people. You don't know a person by a name, a flyer or anything to that effect. I give my personal number out. You can call me at any given moment. So I try to be very personable with people because that's what you need. You know, yeah. You don't want a politician. I really don't like that name for myself, but you don't want anybody to represent you and you don't know them, or you can't stop them in a store and say, "Hey, look, I have a concern about this. You know, can you help me?" Even if it's not at state level and it's at the local level, you should be able to stop and listen to them and help them out.
Yeah. One of the things that's interesting, because this is now a second race in sort of the same area, you do have some name recognition, which is going to be helpful, I assume. Yes. Speaking of volunteers, so do you have some volunteers already?
I do have a few volunteers, and I have some that's not even from around here. I've been getting phone calls, and then the friends and non-friends, people in the stores, like, "Hey, look, just give me a couple of your flyers that you have, and I'll just sit them out, or I'll sit them here, or I'll put them on. I'll go to food truck establishments and restaurants. Mm-hmm. Hey, can I get a poster put up?" So yeah. I am going to fulfill those requests real soon.
Good, good. So let me ask you this. Obviously, you know, you run to win, obviously. How much of a chance do you give yourself? I mean, obviously you want to win. I get that. But it's a challenging district. Does that frustrate you that you're running in a race that may be very hard?
No. Challenges are is my better suit. I work with the military. So challenges is what we live through. Chaos is what we worked on. If you couldn't make it through that, you couldn't make it anywhere. I said you couldn't make it throughout in society here, because if you can't make it during chaos, you can't say you can't have a chief want something, you know, which is the chief is the, you know, the governor, and then you have the speaker and you have somebody and you need to have something compromised and done. You have to be able to compartmentalize everything in your mind and execute the mission to get whatever you need to get done. And running for me is seeing the finish line, regardless if I'm first or I'm 2 minutes behind.
All right. Execute the mission. I love that. That's a great, I hope all of our candidates wind up executing the mission. That would be wonderful.
Right.
So before I wrap this up, let me ask you, is there anything you wanted to talk about that I have not asked you?
I'm trying to pick it up, but I think I ran through everything. You ran through everything.
All right. So let's imagine that I live in your district and I'm in one of these neighborhoods that you can walk. So you have come to my front door and knocked on my front door, and I have actually opened the door rather than peeking through the curtains like a lot of people will do. And so I look at you and I say, "All right, why should I vote for you? What's your answer?
Why you should vote for me? Persistent. I'm persistent to get to the end, in which being persistent to get to the end is anything that arises. So passing a bill, making sure every verbiage in that bill is correct and it doesn't subside of anything else. Paying attention to every constituent that is there. And one thing is not more important than the other. We're in an area where Blue Oval's here, prices are going up high. Citizens can't barely live. So my focus is how can we, you know, how can I help you to get to a better outcome? Do we have resources to help you? Or, you know, because we can't just talk to the landlord. I wish we can put the non-gouging of rent and mortgages and stuff like that, and well, mainly rent. But I would want to help everyone, and that is my conversation that I generally do have with individuals. When I do knock on the doors, there's, you know, autistic families that need a break or need areas, a new or more programs to be into. So I will find those programs. And if we don't have them, I'll talk to other people to see, can we create this program?
Mm-hmm.
So I will do everything that I can do to help the constituents. And I mean, I have been doing that ever since prior to me ever running in what I do now. That pretty much would be my answer with them.
Okay, good. Sherlyn Smith, running for State House and in a really interesting area. We thank you for your time. Thank you for being on our show and good luck.
All right. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for the luck.